Breaking rules when necessary. And sometimes just breaking them. They're not necessarily necessary. Sometimes we just breaking rules around here.
All right, should we jump to another topic? Or going to hell, people. Sorry.
Well, look, I'm really scared to read any sponsors after this. Good Lord. I guess that rules guns and gear out.
I'm not going to say it.
Let's just stop. Okay, let's just stop. No ad read this segment. Maybe we'll get one at the end if the topic changes. Sean, let's shift gears. Did we have another topic we wanted to hit? Lynn and Shad.
That is actually a really good topic because it's been trickling out. I don't know if everybody is listening up that. So if everybody doesn't know this, Shad White wants to be governor. Like, I don't know if it's breaking news or anything about it, but he wants to be governor. And he's written a book, I guess it's come out this summer, and it's about the welfare scandal. And I think we talked about this before on here, but and Lynn Fitch had got out of the, I guess, representing him from the defamation lawsuit that Brett Favre had filed against him.
The book is called Mississippi Swindle.
Mississippi Swindle.
The Brett Favre and welfare scandal that shocked America.
And mind you, the scandal's not over with yet. So that's been the kind of the point of contention with people is that, should he be writing a book while there's an ongoing criminal investigation?
If it was a baseball game, we're in like the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
And this lawsuit is another nice caveat to this potential story. Is it going to be a great story when it gets to an end? Mm-hmm. Most likely.
Yeah.
Would it be movie book worthy? Possibly so. But this is a little premature articulation.
Exactly. Articulation. Yeah, I mean, the book, it seems like the investigation needs to be over. So people have been contentious about why Shad shouldn't have written this book that's coming out this summer before this is over, which I agree with that point. I think he should have waited, and then I guess Lynn, in the book, he had written something negative about Lynn's office, as far as I know. I don't know exactly what it was, and so she withdrew from representing from the Brett Favre, and now, are they suing each other again? Happened last night? They got into some fights? Is that what happened? Or
Lynn is suing Shad.
Okay.
That's she says that it's her job to sue Brett Favre, not his.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. So everybody's mad at Brett Favre. And Clay, be honest with you, I don't know, following the scandal for the last 4 years.
Are they turning Favre into like a Donald Trump type figure where people are tired of seeing him messed with? That's what I'm getting.
I'm kinda tired of I was talking to some people last night about it. Like, what did Brett Favre do? Could anybody tell me what Brett Favre did? Brett Favre got money for a volleyball court that was approved by the attorney, Jim Hood was attorney general, that they reviewed it, okay, and said it was okay, and then the money went there. And the one thing I saw that I was thinking about that Brett Favre did was, he talked about, I guess on text message, about giving John Davis a Raptor truck or something like that, which, that's obviously a problem. They didn't do that.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, Brett got hit in the head a bunch, playing football. I mean, maybe he didn't really know.
Asking for something ain't illegal.
Yeah, and he was supposed to shoot some commercials for
I think he tried to pitch some medicine.
The Prevacus, the concussion medication. Yeah.
Clearly he needs.
Yeah, clearly he needs. Yeah, he does. I mean, he's not going to send any more, photos like he did years ago. Yeah. I think that was it. But other than that, I don't know, what else he did that was illegal. And he paid back, I guess, the money that he was paid to do the commercials that he didn't do. But Shad wants him to pay the interest back. And there's just there's all this stuff. And then, so now it's just turned into this huge war on Brett Favre, and then that war extended to this book that Shad wrote that now has caused Lynn and him to fight, and it's ridiculous.
What this is they're fighting because they both want to be governor.
Yeah, absolutely. They just both want to be governor, and
I'm gonna tell you, at this pace, I don't think either one will be the candidate.
Me either. I don't think so either.
I think it's gonna come down to the billionaire we spoke of,
yep,
mm-hmm. or Andy Gibson,
yeah. Because the thing is, who hates Andy Gibson? Nobody. He's not done anything controversial for you to hate him.
Let's play this forward just a little bit.
Okay,
I mean, look, the rumors out there. One of the Duff brothers are talking about running for governor.
Sure, I've heard it. Yeah, a lot of
you
places.
So the rumors out there. Billionaire Duff brother thinking about running for governor. Mm-hmm. They're the only billionaires in Mississippi. It narrowed it down to two people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One of the Duff brothers.
It wasn't me or you.
Exactly. You got billionaire businessman you know, we're gonna have a businessman running Mississippi. Mm. You got, and look, I don't know what Andy's plans are. I'm an Andy Gibson fan. Just at the end of the day, if it came down to the two of them right now, just my personal, I'd probably vote for Andy because I like Andy.
Yeah.
But I would just need to look at everything. What is Andy's big plan? Andy's super conservative on some things that I'm not. So I would have to really, really kind of look at it. But if you ask me today, I had to pick one today. I would pick Andy
mm-hmm.
because of my personal relationship. You know, he knows my name.
Yeah.
You know, the bar is
that's why you
low.
Vote for people a lot yeah. of times. It's like, you know them. Like, there's people that I disagree with politically, but I'm friends with and I've voted for before just because I like them. You
well,
know?
Spin it forward. We only got about a minute.
Yeah.
Andy's going to be, you know, cathead biscuit, slop it up with syrup, you know, retail politics
oh,
to,
yeah.
to the tilt.
Oh, I mean, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
going to be out kissing every hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, shaking every hand, kissing every baby.
Petting the hogs and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
does
gonna be out
does
there.
The billionaire businessman get treated as such, and how does that resonate with middle class Mississippi?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, that's going to be a hoarder for him. But I think the same thing applies to Shad and Lynn.
Well, like, that's why I just took both of them out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't know any much about. I mean, I know who Mr. Duff is, but I don't know a lot about him. You know, I've never met him. I've never, you know, I don't even know if I've seen a picture of him.
He so. Always, he's going to have to be. He's going to be a self-funded campaign.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people that want to donate business-wise to him
because
mm-hmm. they're going to be like, hey, but then you say, okay, he's a billionaire business guy. Well, does that get business out of his business people out of his pocket?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, he could like, kind of like – I was talking to somebody last night about this. It's kind of like Kirk Fordyce when he ran in 1991. I think it was 91. He was a very wealthy guy,
yeah.
but I don't know that he was – super, I mean, he was political, but he wasn't like a big, huge name. That's why it was related to me. I was talking yeah. to some older guys that kind of knew the history of it better than I do. And so, like, so we were analogizing Duff to Kirk Fordyce. And so he could kind of run that kind of campaign mm-hmm. that Fordyce did and maybe win that way, which, and you know, I think it could be effective because it's somebody that's out of this whole, like, we're just talking about Lynn and Chad and Andy and Michael Watson and all these people that we already know, Philip Gunn, all these people we know already. This is a guy that we don't know. I mean, people know, but kind of on the periphery. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, and so maybe he'd come in there and be like, okay, that's kind of a – because we've had Tate Reeves in state office since like 2003 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like we just – like these are all the names you know for so long. Now this would be a guy that we don't know. It might be effective.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of people who don't have a clue who the Duff Brothers are.
Yeah.
I didn't until 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard their name before.
See?
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Breaking rules. Guys, we got about a few seconds left here, 30 seconds. I think this is a great conversation to have about the potential governors and how does all that unfold. Are y'all tired of all the Shad versus Lynn stuff, Shad versus Brett stuff? I'm burnt out on it. I think you got two people jockeying for governor, and ain't neither one of them going to be the next governor. So we'll see how all that shakes out here in the next coming few years. We got 3 years to worry about it. Sean, great show today. I know we hit some tough topics, but that's what we do here. We do not run from the tough topics. See y'all Monday.